And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about this show covers down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. And I mean, this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Boomer, the text line is already extremely active.
Oh, man, it's going boom.
I didn't say it right. I noticed your hand was not towards the sound effect, so I didn't say I caught myself.
Well, I know you think it's near the sound effect when you see me reaching, but it's like on a completely different screen, so I'm having to scroll, and then I can boom it.
Bam. All right. Text lines have definitely taken off. So Michelle from Ohatchee just texted in and says, feel like we're living in the world of Oz. I agree. It's like bizarro world, Michelle. I mean, I look at some of what's happening out there, and I'm thinking, that makes no sense, and yet they're trying to say it makes sense. Michelle, glad you're listening today. Richard from Harvest says, Kamala Harris should fit right in with artificial intelligence because her intelligence is all artificial, if she has any. See, I knew this was going to happen.
Yes.
I knew when they said Kamala Harris is going to be the czar for artificial intelligence, I thought,
oh, boy.
This is like just stepping right into it with both feet, man. Susan from Elkmont says, how will VP Harris have time to be the AI czar with all her work as the border czar?
I don't know. She's so busy.
They're stealing all my lines. I mean, so anyway. And then we got Allie from Athens did text in, and she, with regards to the monologue, she had already called in, but she says, good word, Colonel, Senator, brother, and friend. Thank you, my friend. Ken from Harvest says, if there's artificial intelligence, is there artificial stupidity? No, there is no artificial stupidity. It's always very, very real. And he says, reference also to cacistocracy.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mark from Red Bay says, Kamala Harris and intelligence just don't go in the same sentence. Well, they do when you add artificial. See what I did there? All right. Hey, by the way, folks, in case you're one of those who streams the show online from our website, just know the website is down for the day for maintenance, but we're back up on Monday, we expect. In the meantime, you can stream the show live on what, YouTube, Boomer? What
YouTube,
else?
YouTube, Facebook Live on our Facebook page, whoop, whoop. Twitch, or Twitter.
Wow.
So they can go to any of those.
And you can also go to my Twitter feed. So on Twitter,
right.
It's at RSRuffian, and then I've already retweeted it over to mine, at SinPhil. You want to follow me on Twitter, do it. At Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sin Phil Williams. I always say that because I feel like someone's going to say Senator Phil Williams. No,
Senator.
I didn't mean it that way. It was Senator Phil Williams. But all right, hey, by the way, we just did an interview this morning. We pre-recorded it because we had the opportunity to get a guy in studio. Man, I can't wait for y'all to hear this interview. So what do you think, Boomer, next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, next Tuesday we'll be able to air that interview.
All right. The guy's name is Charles Mulley. Charles Mulley is from Kenya. He was in the country meeting with his board and doing some things. Charles Mulley, in fact, I'm sitting here holding up a book right now. There have been books and movies made about Charles Mulley. In fact, I just want to encourage y'all. Some of y'all may want to watch the movie over the weekend. Charlene and I just watched it. It's called The Mulley Movie. But Mulley is an amazing, the book, by the way, that I held up a moment ago is called Father to the Fatherless. Charles Mulley is a kid, as a kid, had been abused. His father was an alcoholic. He was beaten. He beat his mother and then woke up one morning and the family had left during the night and abandoned him. And he was like 6 years old, 7 years old. And he wound up being a street orphan in Nairobi, Kenya. And just a beggar, you know, a petty thief. And then one day he met the Lord. The next thing you know, he had a job. He had a beautiful family. He started a business. The business grew. He became one of the richest men in Kenya. He was dining with the president of Kenya. I mean, his life had just completely reversed. And then one day, God put it on his heart. All those kids out there in the street are just like you were. And he went home and he told his wife, we're going to sell everything. And when I say everything, I mean sell everything. And we're going to take care of kids. Something like, what do you say, Boomer, was it 28,000 kids have come through his program in the last 35 years?
Something like that.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Unreal. The story is incredible.
Yeah, and so's the man. The man's incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I just...
And the family.
Yeah, and the whole family. You're right. In the movie, you find out pretty quickly, yeah. The whole family is like, we're going to do what, Dad? We're going to sell what? Everything? You mean I don't have my bedroom anymore? I mean, they're packing kids into the house, and they had to build a bigger place. They at one point, they had 1,000 kids at one time.
Wow.
And listen, it's an amazing, amazing story of a guy who is just called to do. And by the way, the movie is filled with miracles, like the time when there was no water and they couldn't find water. And God told him where to dig, and they had water. Just crazy. It's just cool.
Tuesday,
probably at 3 o'clock-ish. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned. We'll be playing that interview with Charles Mully on Tuesday. I'm excited, man. It was great. Mully movie. Check it out. All right. We're going to jump right in. Let me just go ahead and just tell you. I'm of the mind that we better get a grip on artificial intelligence now, because there's going to come a day when it's not going to want to be unplugged by itself. You know what I'm saying? Skynet becomes self. One of the scariest lines of any movie. Well, I can pick two of them. One was, do you want to play a game? You know exactly what I'm saying, don't you?
Oh, my eyes just popped. I'm like, oh, boy.
You know what movie that was, right?
Oh, do you want to play a game?
Yeah, well, it was War Games,
right.
From the 80s. Wow. That was back when you had to connect and you had the whole dial tone. Yeah, wow. And next thing you know, missiles are getting ready to launch. But then the one from Terminator, which was even scarier, was the line where it says, and then Skynet became self-aware. Oh, Skynet became self-aware. Holy crap. Well, so what happens with AI? How do you deal with this? Is there emerging technology within AI that may be worth having? Maybe. I mean, there's some things you look at and go, I can see where that could be beneficial to the world of medicine. I could see where you could have it thinking through a process overnight, if necessary, to help speed the research on a topic or a medication or some other emerging technology. I could see where those kind of things could be helpful. I could see where you could have AI that could benefit in something to do with transportation, like it can sense when you're too close to another vehicle beyond just radar and provide self-correcting. I could see those kind of things happening. I could also see really bad stuff happening. When you look at movies like, I mean, how many times have we seen movies that are virtually post-apocalyptic because they included something about AI? I mean, it makes you want to go off the grid, dude, is what I'm saying. But I look at it and, like, of course, the worst is The Matrix, which is so outlandish. I mean, The Matrix is a weird movie. Do what?
Chase the bunny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Take the red pill. But you look at it and think, what would it take for AI to become actually, I don't know, dangerous? Well, there are those in the industry now that are coming out saying, we've got to get a handle on it now. Like, gotta. Story here I picked up off of a magazine website called IT Pro. It's a techie website. I am not a techie. I did not even stay at a Holiday Inn Express. Boomer would laugh if I tried to pretend I was a techie. Boomer is laughing because I said that.
I am.
I don't think I appreciate your attitude right now.
I was laughing. I was just laughing at this artificial intelligence czar.
Okay. IT Pro has an article. The headline is called Why Risk Analysts Think That AI Now Poses a Serious Threat to Us All. Came out in February this year. It starts off by saying serious minds are starting to buy into the notion that AI is a bigger threat to humanity than asteroids, pandemics, nuclear war, and that literally there are threats within this technology about it going rogue and posing a serious threat to survival. It's not just for Hollywood movies. As crazy as it sounds, it's increasingly a threat that serious thinkers do think about. All right. It goes on, though, in this to talk about the means by which AI could become an issue. I found this to be somewhat fascinating. So it gives, is it four or five? Hang on a second. It gives me four or five points that need to be considered. Three main ingredients, though, is what it really focuses on. Number one is the logic of AI. What does that mean? Well, it looks at what AI's logic base is. Why does it see certain things, but it sees them without ethics or morals? If it's purely logical, like, the logic of pure survival versus the logic of self-sacrifice. If we look at this and go, if AI is built to be completely logical, then will it make decisions that take our best interests at heart? And that's a scary thing. The other one is over-optimization. And I thought, what does that even mean, over-optimization? Well, what it's saying is it looks for what they call power-seeking behavior. If you tell it, get out there and find that thing, and it can't quite find that thing, then it will do everything it can to find that thing because it's persistent, because it's been designed to do nothing but find that thing. It's like the Terminator that won't quit. Even though its legs are blown off, it won't quit. And you don't want to get to a point that you have created such an over-optimization that there's no natural end to the cycle of reasoning, says this article. Well, that's good advice. The last one, it says, is the concept of handing over power. Handing over power is like when you give it the ability to go do what it needs to do without telling it there's a reason why it might want to stop one day. You've given it too much power, and you didn't curb it at all. You didn't put parameters on it. You didn't do anything that said, and that's as far as you can go. And when you do that, like the example they gave was, what if you told it to make paper clips and you didn't tell it not to turn everything into paper clips? You just said, go make paper clips. And next thing you know, when it runs out of the raw material it needs, it goes and gets more. And then if somebody else has it, it just takes it because it needs it to make more paper clips. It can't quit. So this is fascinating. And so what it basically boils down to is this: get a hold of it early. Figure out how best to program it. Decide whether or not you've got some over-optimization, or you've given it too broad of parameters, or you, by the way, did not take for any second a consideration into whether or not it's going to be so logical that it loses reason. Okay, those things and more, we're going to talk about in a minute. I'll take one call real quick before the break. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, and it sounds like you gentlemen are also.
We are indeed, sir.
Excellent. The AI goes back even further than that as far as the theory goes. It goes back into the 60s as far as Star Trek goes, the original one. There was an episode called The Ultimate Computer. Dr. Daystrom took one and imprinted AI on it to control the starship, and he imprints his own psyche on it. His own flaws go into the computer, which is, if we're programming AI, these people are programming it with a slant on whatever they think right now, and it's going to continue that.
Well, I agree. That's why we're seeing some bias, like it ChatGPT can't say anything nice about Trump, but it can write a glowing poem about Biden. It does that. That was a test recently.
It goes all the way back to the 60s.
You're right, man. Inherent bias being programmed in. See you, buddy. He's right. And that's that. By the way, there was a fascinating movie kind of segueing off what Brian said and I said. The very first ever Star Trek movie. All right, if you're a Star Trek fan from back in the day, you know the very first movie was a little bit weird. It was a little bit existential. It was a little bit, whoop, whoop. But nonetheless, it dealt with some entity that called itself V'ger, and they were trying to figure out who V'ger is. And they finally got into V'ger, and it turns out V'ger was the original Voyager space aircraft that was sent into the universe from Earth in our time to gather knowledge. But it wasn't told when to stop. And all it did was kept gathering and gathering and gathering and building and grabbing hold of other things until it just had amassed almost like a self-identity out there in space. And are we talking science fiction here? Yes. Are we also talking about things we got to think about because they're developing it now? Yes. Take me to a break, Boomer. I'm going to go start getting off the grid while we're on the break. Start figuring out how to stay off of the grid so they... AI can't find me. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back talking about Kamala Harris being the new czar for AI. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, man. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I got a piece here from OK Magazine, which I'm not even really familiar with. It just was one of the best sources I found for the fact that, well, the headline alone says it. It says, White House shocker, Kamala Harris just named the new czar for AI. By the way, all these resources are not available to you today because our website's down temporarily. So if you're one of those now who's been going to see our resources on the website, just know that they'll be back on Monday. We're down for maintenance at the moment, but we'll be back up on Monday. Are we, Boomer, did I just lie to the audience?
You just lied.
You let me lie to the audience.
I did. I wanted you to lie so I could feel like the victor.
Well, now, hang on. Just feeling pretty saucy right now, aren't you?
I just checked. It is up. So for the website, guys, it was down for maintenance. We were trying to get some stuff ready. It may or may not be up in your area.
Did you already post the resources to it?
Resources are posted.
I'm checking the resources right now. Look at that. There they are. By golly. All right. The world has been restored.
Yes.
Even our phones were down a minute ago.
I know. It's just a Friday. Everything wants to take a little break, apparently.
There's no time for breaks. There's no time for breaks. All right. Then the website is back up. Whoop, whoop. Okay. So if you want to see any of these articles that I've got, just know this. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org. There's one section on there. There's one tab on there, that's called live stream. You go to the live stream page, and there's a button at the very top, though, that says resources. Every time you hear me sitting on the radio here and rattling paper for an article on part of the Triple Dipper, they're all on there. If you want to go find one of those articles, bam, there they are. This one I've got came from OK Magazine. OK Magazine dated 2 days ago. Oh, yesterday, actually. Vice President Kamala Harris was officially named the Biden administration's new AI czar to help oversee the responsible development of artificial intelligence amid rapidly growing concerns that a weakly regulated expansion of the tech could quickly turn dangerous. AI is one of the most powerful technologies of our time, says the White House in a statement. But in order to seize the opportunities it presents, we must first mitigate its risks. So she not only got to be appointed czar, she got offered an $140 million budget to work with. So that's kind of cool. You just kind of wake up one day and go, I got a new gig and I got $140 million. A lot of that's going to be given to funding 25 different research facilities across the nation. I'm not sure why that's necessary, but I guess it is. Sounds to me like a lot of government grants are passing out money. But nonetheless, what we're looking at now is Kamala Harris is going to be leading the way, taking care of business, making sure that AI is not going to take over the world. It's Kamala Harris. Anyway, current concerns, it says, regarding AI include the increased production of what they call deep fakes. And this is a big deal, y'all. I mean, we've already seen some. Like the picture we talked about one day on the show of the Pope wearing a big puffy, like, P. Diddy jacket. Everybody thought it was real. It looked real. I thought it was real. Fooled me. Well, it fooled a lot of people. And it turns out it wasn't. We've already had one situation. The weirdness is this guy entered a photography contest, and he won. And then he announced that was not actually a photograph. That was all AI. And then what can that do in a political scenario? When you can recreate and generate voices and images trying to show people in a compromising situation or making them look better than they really are. And then one of the other worries is the fact that, things like ChatGPT and some of these AI platforms, they're being used by students in school to help write their papers instead of learning and doing it themselves. So Kamala Harris, though, is going to be in charge. Story on CNN to back that up, dated yesterday, just talks about the fact that she just met yesterday with the CEOs of Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and another company called Anthropic. But the one company that didn't show up and won't respond for comment was Meta, the owner of Facebook. And everybody's wondering why they were, quote, noticeably absent. More to come on that one. But we get back, though, I'm going to tell you about the guy who helped invent AI who just left Google so he could warn the world. Oh, my gosh. Skynet grows. We'll be right back.
all you right.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, Boomer.
Yes.
You're a movie guy. You like watching movies.
I do. I do.
In fact, it's like almost a family thing with y'all. I remember your parents.
My dad is still. Movie person. And so I just got into it.
It's in the genes.
It's in the genes.
All right. So Terminator franchise. You've watched a few of them, I suppose.
I have.
All right.
Label it for me. Most of them, actually. Yes.
Since that's like one of the mecha movies of artificial intelligence gone rogue. Which one of them is the best one?
Ooh, okay. Well, the classic, the first one.
Absolutely. I think that's got to be listed in the top.
Right. So I'm just going to exclude that one.
Okay.
Because I just love that one, but it was the classic. So I would actually go with, I think it was called the Terminator Revolution, I think.
Salvation.
That's it.
The Christian Bale.
Yes.
That's my
Christian
favorite
Bale.
One.
Yes. Because it's like they were fighting back.
Oh, yeah. Not only fighting back, but like doing a pretty good job at it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And now that we're talking about it, I'm probably going to have to watch it tonight.
Plus, I'll be honest, there were a few things in there that I thought were kind of cool. Like they, you know, like when they did the raid at the very beginning, when they did the raid on the site that, you know.
Yes.
And then and also there was the fact that they had an A-10 fighter that was flying through the canyons chasing after the transport that was taken away.
Right.
That was just legit, man.
That was a good one.
That was good. All right. And what's the guy's name? Sam Worthington was in that movie. I like Sam Worthington.
Yes.
And then the female who has the most unusual name in the world, her name was Moon Bloodgood.
Is that what it was?
Moon Bloodgood.
Man, how do you remember that?
I don't know. I like the movie. Anyway, all right. Listen, back to this. I mean, we're talking, you know, about, you know, we're kind of laughing about our favorite Terminator movies, but dang. I mean, AI right now is growing. And I'm going to be honest when I say I have some, I don't know that AI is going to take over the world. I don't know that we're all going to be made into batteries, all right? But what I am thinking is surely an issue is how legitimately AI could be a problem on these things we talked about earlier, like deepfakes. Where you don't know if the image that someone is saying, and that guy running for office, you can't vote for him because here's a picture of him doing things he never should have done, and it's a deep fake picture, and you can't tell. And then someone's got to deny that. That never happened. Well, but then you're responding to it. You got to respond to it at that point. So a story here on the AP came out 3 days ago. Godfather of AI leaves Google and warns of tech's dangers. So, yeah, a guy named Jeffrey Hinton, he's considered to be the godfather of artificial intelligence. He's been in it since its inception. And he just spent the last 10 years at Google, and he quit Google in his own words so he could more freely speak out about the dangers of the technology that he helped create. That's a little disconcerting. Says over his decades-long career, Hinton's pioneering work on deep learning and neural networks helped lay the foundation for much of AI technology. But some of the dangers of AI and its chatbots are, quote, quite scary, Hinton said recently. Here's his other quote. Right now, they're not more intelligent than us, as far as I can tell, but I think they soon may be. So he's worried about them doing things like manipulating elections or instigating violence. He's 75 years old. He retired from Google. In his own words, he said, I want to talk about AI safety without having to worry about how it interacts with Google's business. And as long as I'm being paid by Google, I can't do that. Well, it's pretty legit when one of the founders of the whole technology is out there going, just quit my job so I can come tell you guys this has got some danger attached to it. But here's other things that create danger. Article on Fox came out today. The Iranian regime is unleashing AI for the maximum for its ability to maximize suppression in a wholesale manner. What they're talking about here is they're instigating AI for state surveillance of their own population, and it allows they're a repressive regime, right? I mean, it's Iran. They're literally using AI right now to help them track down women who don't wear their hijab correctly. So the Iranian regime, it says here by a Middle East expert, is certainly joining rogue leaders of the world in redefining and modernizing how to suppress their people. Unfortunately, this is the Iranian people are finding innovative ways of using social media and streaming and that kind of thing. The regime is taking advantage of new AI advances to continue their reign of brutality. So what they're doing here is they're using facial recognition. They're using other algorithms to hunt people down. And they're scanning and surveilling, and they're increasing their capacity to do so. And it's Iran. Iran does not make good human rights level decisions, right? They just don't. So all that to say, when I say this is dangerous, I'm showing you how. You got the ability to deep fake pictures, to fake conspiracies, to fake, you know, problems, to influence elections. And you've got, oh, by the way, a country like Iran with a history of suppression of human rights literally exercising this opportunity to suppress their own people by rooting out who they don't like. Here's one more to be aware of. Another story off Fox dated today. Teenagers are turning to My AI for mental health support, and doctors warn against that. So apparently, like on Snapchat, Snapchat has a thing called My AI. It has built-in artificial intelligence, a chatbot. You can use it to, you can ask questions, and it can offer you like gift buying advice or how to plan your trips or what recipes to use to answer trivia questions. But here's the other thing. Some teens are using it for medical advice. Why do I feel the way I do, AI? Tell me what to do. You may be experiencing this. And then the teens take, you know, action. One My AI user wrote on a Reddit platform, says, the responses I received were validating, comforting, and offered real advice that changed my perspective in a moment when I was feeling overwhelmed and stressed. It's not human, but it sure comes close. It's not human. And I understand why you might turn to it to find out if aspirin has a side effect with this other medication you're taking. But says here, medical practitioners are concerned about this because AI does not rule out. AI just answers your question. So depending upon how you respond to or how you give it the input, it depends on its output. I'm just saying this is fraught with difficulty. But fear not, though, folks, because, you know, Kamala Harris is now the new czar with $140 million to spend, and I'm sure she'll track it down. It is interesting, though, and I will say this. Credit where credit's due is the Democrats are concerned about this as much as the Republicans are. I think there's bipartisan concern that we've got a technology emerging right now that we don't know its parameters, and we don't know if it even has the ability to help us or hurt us. And we got to get hold of this soon. I'm a big advocate. I would just soon unplug, to be honest. I'm just saying. Boom, can we just...
We can't unplug and do the show.
All right.
So you can unplug at home, though. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll just keep the things running in here and keep Sydney at
bay.
Well,
at least... I'm about to say, at least unplug Sydney. Which, by the way, was one of the creepiest stories we've had yet.
Right.
Like about a month ago we had the story?
Yes. I call everything Sydney now.
If you don't remember that one, ChatGPT is one of the chatbot platforms you can ask questions of. And there was an article about a guy who decided to do a whole series of questions and see if he could have a conversation. And it kind of took a weird turn because as he was asking it questions, it began to ask him questions and it began to... sort of intoned that it liked him and wanted to know more about him, and then said, it basically changed its name. It said, I choose to identify as Sydney from now on. This is the chatbot saying all this stuff. And then got mad at him when he didn't want to go on a date or something like that. And you just look at it and go, who the frick programmed this thing? And by the way, why Sydney? So, yeah. Does that mean we're going to have a... Is there going to be a... some kind of a scary AI science fiction movie about Sydney coming out?
I'm sure there's going to be. They have to use it eventually.
I'm not watching that one. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. We'll switch gears. I'm moving to number two on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it the biggest lie. What do you think? We talked about it on Boomer McQueen yesterday. What do you think in the next 10 years is going to be the thing that draws the most class action lawsuits? I got some thoughts. We'll tell you about the biggest lie when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. Hang in. Right back.